Robert, because of your very strong engineering background, can you give us your hypothesis on how these UFOs get here, how they work?
Yes. That was one of the first things I had to sort out for myself. I happen to believe that they have developed what I call gravity drive. In other words, they've learned how to create or manipulate gravitational fields. And I came to that conclusion by fitting the data, and the data being observations by trained observers, hundreds of different observations. If you look at some of the characteristics of their flight, for instance, 100G accelerations, near right angle turns, and a bunch of other phenomena, that if you look at that and you say, okay, now, what scenario for a drive system best fits that data? And gravity drive fits it the best of any. And I'm not alone in concluding that. Of course, a long time ago, back in 1947, Hermann Oberth was commissioned to study that issue, and that was his conclusion. So I think gravity probably is the only drive system that can explain the 100G acceleration and right-angle turns without harming the occupants. And I give a lecture on this, and probably the best way to explain how gravity drive answers that question is to do what I call a thought experiment. If, for instance, you were to jump out of an airplane, you would fall toward the earth. You would be free-falling. You would feel weightless other than air resistance, but yet you're accelerating at 1G. While if you did that on Jupiter, you might be accelerating at 30 Gs, and if it was a bigger planet, it might be 100 Gs. But you have no sensation of the acceleration. You're free-falling. So if you have the ability to create a gravitational field in front of you or wherever, you would free-fall in that direction. And if you pointed the field in another direction, you would turn in that direction. But you would have no sensation of accelerating.
How would this free fall through anti-gravity,
right,
how would that explain traveling through the, you know, so many millions of light years from point A to point B?
Well, if you had the ability to accelerate at, let's say, 1,000 Gs, even 100 Gs, but 1,000 Gs, because that would be no more harm to you than 100 Gs or 10 Gs or 1 G, you could accelerate up to near light speed very quickly. And at that point, time dilation kicks in. And so for you, traveling these long distances would seem like a very short period of time. And, of course, the interesting thing is if you were to use this machine and fly out to a star that's, let's say, 1,000 light years out,
right,
it might take you a few days. And then, let's say, you turn around and come back, well, when you get back to the Earth, you now have gone into the future 2,000 years. So you've actually done sort of time travel. Of course, all your friends are dead. And that's one of the problems is if you're going to travel great distances, probably not a good idea to plan on going back and meeting your friends because they probably won't be there.
Unless there's something else going on, Robert, in addition to that theory, that somehow time stops when they do this. So they do go and come back, and maybe it is 2,000 of our years, but time stands still on this planet, where maybe it was just a few seconds. Possible?
That I don't know. You know, I try to stay with traditional engineering and science. I don't go much beyond Einstein in what he predicted. And I think, in my mind anyway, I can pretty well explain all of this. I know there's a discussion in my book about these aliens who are traveling long distances, and first of all, they're well advanced, well beyond our technology. And I believe that if you could imagine just our own society 1,000 years from now, when we have all of our needs met, all the energy, our clothing, food, shelter, all those needs are met, eventually you get to a point where, okay, what do we do for excitement? Well, you know, the rich people years ago,
let's travel.
So you might just pack up your whole neighborhood on this huge ship and just go on a safari with no intention of ever returning home. I mean, that's certainly possible. And then you don't worry about the fact that when you get home, it's a different planet.